not cheap. Trucks don't wreck themselves.
Welcome back. Mama, it was the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've been talking steak during this entire show. We pretty much focused on beef, but we're going to take a little diversion here and steak up a few other things. What are you thinking, Bob?
Well, I saw this surfing on Al Gore's internet. It looked pretty good. It was a steak, but it's a sweet potato steak.
Really?
Yeah, and
Never saw one of those.
Again,
before.
Trying to eat a little healthier the older I get while I still have teeth. I want to eat some things that don't make me quite as fat.
Yep.
And sweet potatoes are better for you than plain potatoes.
Right.
Okay? So get yourself, and I've got some. I'll be doing them tonight. So I have not cooked this recipe, but I'll tell you about it next week if I screw it up real bad, like I did the bacon. So you just cut that thing lengthwise so that you can get two nice steaks out of a big sweet potato.
So half inch wide,
three quarters inch probably wide. About 5/8, half inch, three quarters in there, somewhere between a half and an inch, depending on the size of your potato.
So
and
you're
going to
cut
the
curved edges off the outside long ways, and you're going to get a couple steaks out
of them. Yeah, and you're going to save those outside pieces because they're still good. So what we're going to do is we're going to oil those up, and we're going to spice them up. Now, there's several recipes you can use. One has onion, brown sugar, Worcestershire sauce, vinegar, ketchup, garlic. Another one is just olive oil, chili powder, and salt. That's the one I tend to do. I don't want a bunch of crap on it. Another one calls for some special kind of honey that you glaze it with when you're done. Sweet potato is already sweet enough. I'm not going to add sugar to it.
Right.
So I tend to go with the chili powder and salt and pepper.
Okay.
Or just salt, really. The chili powder takes care of the pepper. And then I'm going to put a butter EVO, Old World's butter EVO on it. And I'm going to grill that on a low temperature for about as long as I'm going to grill those beat up steaks I'm going to be doing, which is going to be slow, and I'm going to take it kind of easy on them because I don't want those things to turn out like hockey pucks like last time.
So I would anticipate, if you haven't made these sweet potatoes, I got a couple thoughts on that. One is you want them cut consistently thick so that they get done at the same time because the potato's pretty dense. But the second one is that I'm thinking that you're not going to want to flip these too many times.
No, once.
Right. I mean, you're going to do the one side, let her go what you think is half the time, and then flip it over and be done with it. It's kind of almost like a turkey burger. You can't handle it too many times or it's going to fall apart.
And you're going to want to soak those in ice water for a couple hours.
Before you cut them or after?
After you cut them.
Okay, and what's that do to them?
It gives them a little crispier finish.
Okay.
If you don't
want
them
on the grill cold, or are you going to put
cold? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's not meat.
Right. Right. So you're going to put them on cold, and
it's a fake steak.
Right. They're going to crisp up on the outside a little bit with that oil and the seasoning on it.
And it's cool looking. Then you can put some a little goat cheese and some walnuts or something like that if you want to
just veered off that healthy path.
Spruce it up. Well, goat cheese is good for it, and so walnuts are really good. Brain food. Yeah.
Brain food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Right. Yeah,
I learned it from a Korean.
All right, so we went with a vegetable steak, and now
that didn't work so well.
Let's work to the C.
Okay,
right
now we're going to get into some of my favorite stuff. Something I do cook and I do like. I'm not the biggest sweet potato fan. I'm not making these for me. Okay,
right.
My wife loves them. So tuna steaks. You said you weren't the biggest user of tuna. You don't eat it much.
Well, it's not that I dislike it. I just forget about it.
I didn't say
that. I don't cook it.
Yeah.
And I'm so I said I've got nothing to offer on this because
it's
I can't tell you
the chicken of the seed.
Right. Yeah. I've not. Yeah. It is. But I've not had experience, good or bad, with tuna steaks.
Well, there's lots of ways you can do it. For one thing, you can get a nice big. I don't know what they call it. It looks like a loin, but you get a big piece of it. Tuna is a really remarkable fish. There are several different types of meat. It's like a turtle. There's all sorts of different types of meat on a tuna. If you process your own, if you catch your own, hard to do it in Lake Michigan. But we used to catch them out in the Pacific when I was in the service and fillet them up right on the boat and make, some nice little sashimi right there and then bring the whole fish back. And my boss was a whiz at processing tuna. He's a Portuguese guy, and he'd fillet those babies up, and he'd be cutting out all the different muscles, and he knew exactly what each piece was going to be used for because they all have their different flavor profiles and strengths in flavor.
This is where a good fishmonger would help a guy like
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. And so a tuna steak is just that big side of the fish that they cut off upper part by the spine. It's just a big muscle that runs lengthwise of the fish, and then you're just going to cut that into chops. And you don't have to do them real thick if you're afraid of rare, but if you're used to eating it raw, you know, a little flash on it, it'll be all you'll need.
Okay.
And I'm not going to get real fancy with anything, but I'm going to do maybe like a balsamic reduction to go with it, or maybe some teri and wasabi, depending on who's eating it.
Right.
I like a reduced teriyaki with wasabi and some shaved ginger.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've at home, I've got a wasabi mustard.
Did you ever shave ginger?
What? Only once. She did not like me after I got done with that. But we got a wasabi mustard at home that I thought might be good just to dip a little bit of that in, I'm thinking. It's got a little bit of bite to it.
I bet it would, wasabi and mustard.
Yeah.
You should put some jalapeno in there.
It's green. I mean, it's green mustard, but, it's commercially made. It's uh-huh. something that we bought, but that was what we were.
It's not something you whipped up in a drunken stupor?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. While I was shaving ginger, right? But anyway, that'd be good on tuna, I think. What about shark steaks?
It's not shark week, but it could be shark steak week.
Right.
You can buy these online. If you don't have a resource near you, and I bet you do almost no matter where you live, you can find shark steak. It's a fantastic overlooked meat. It's cheap. You can buy them online for $10 a pound, and they'll ship them right to your door on
frozen, obviously.
Shaved ice. No, on dry ice. So we're going to shave everything today. Shave your shark. So a shark steak is going to be just like a tuna steak in terms of how you prep it. You're going to put some EVO on it and a little salt and pepper. It's so simple, it's ridiculous. I'm thinking it's just...
Now, is that as more dense meat than the tuna, or is it about the same?
Well, it depends.
Again, I don't cook a lot of it.
Depends on the type of shark it is. There's all sorts of them. And I'm going to say that the ones we used to eat... I'm thinking they were sand sharks, but I couldn't. There's so many sharks, I just can't remember. Some of it's going to be kind of white and will look like a scallop. As a matter of fact, a lot of people will actually take these little cutters and they cut out little circles and they sell you shark meat instead of scallops. Yeah, that's a ripoff. But it's so good nobody ever notices. Unless you're a real man.
Yeah, and then it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
When a man is borrowing a buddy's tool or other equipment, if the borrower puts any scratches or brings it back with noticeable wear, then he's required to do one of the following. If the item costs under $50, you're required to replace it. If the item costs over $50, you're required to give him a case of beer because, hey, who wants to spend more than $50 on something that isn't yours?
Yeah, you know what, though? But that's just bro code right there, man. I mean, you cringe when you loan something out to one of your buddies if you know he's the guy that'll bring it back and it'll still be dirty. And
how about if it's a Bernie bro?
Right, yeah.
What's the bro code for those guys?
Yeah, right.
They borrow it and don't bring it back?
Right.
It's mine.
Right, yeah.
What's yours is mine and what's mine is mine.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? We do that. I just brought you a case of beer because I probably brought something back to you that wasn't.
No. I like that law because you've never had to actually pay me for anything. You brought my little Argentinian grill set back cleaner than what I gave it to you.
Right.
Because it was covered in sawdust when you picked it off my top loft of the barn.
Right. Yep, I did. And
it came back clean.
Yeah, the Epicoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that there, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. It's a great segue to the next segment is that's a rotisserie.
Ain't it, though?
And we're going to talk about a little bit of using your rotisserie for a type of loin. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
seat, nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on tight.